Introductions are just underway. Angoon, starting for Angoon today is number 10, Jerry Shibley. Number 22, Jared Jack. Number 24, Clinton Howard. Number 34, Duncan O'Brien. And number 40, Forrest Braley. And starting today for the Skagway Panthers
are Donovan Henson, number 3, Zach Wasserman, number 4, Ethan Goble, number 5, Dominique Foote, number 21, and Trevor Cox, number 23.
Looking for some big things today from the Skagway Panthers. We just recently played Angoon at home, and the boys beat Angoon both games in that series. We're looking to keep the ball away from number 34, Duncan O'Brien, and number 40, Forrest Braley. They're pretty good shooters, especially from beyond the arc. So looking for some tight defense, hoping that they'll run their offense cleanly. Hopefully the offense will be a little bit more active than it was yesterday. Jumping today for Skagway is number 3, Donovan Henson, and number 34, Duncan O'Brien for Angoon. And the ball goes up, and Donovan gets it to Zach. So Zach's going to bring the ball up. He's got it at half court. They're going to set their offense up. Gets it over to Dominique. Brings it back to the top of the key. Finds Ethan in the corner. Ethan likes that spot. He doesn't take a shot. He gets it back to Dominique. Over to Trevor.
No pressure by Angoon right now.
Trevor gets it over to Zach and then back up to Trevor. They find Donovan at the free throw line. Nothing there. He kicks it back out. Gets it up to Trevor at the top of the key. Over to Dominique. Back to Trevor. Over to Zach. They're being very patient with the offense. That's good to see. They find Ethan in the corner. Gets it back up to Dominique. Takes a couple dribbles. Kicks it back out to Ethan. Ethan dribbles a little bit. Gets it over to Donovan. Still outside that three-point line. Finds Trevor at the top of the key. They're going to reset. Over to Dominique. Trevor comes up to get the pass. He finds Donovan at the free throw line. Donovan pivots, kicks it back out to Zach. He puts one up for three. That's no good off the back of the rim. Ethan bats the ball away, but Duncan O'Brien is able to recover. He's going to push the ball all the way up, and then Zach strips the ball. He's going to fast break all the way down. Forrest Braley gets there. He wants the charge call, but he was still moving his feet, so the foul's called on Forrest. Zach was in the act of shooting, so he's going to get two free throws. Zach Wasserman with the ball for his first free throw attempt. Puts that one up, and it's in. Nothing but net. That's the first point of the game. Skagway with a one-point lead. 6 minutes, 33 seconds left in the first quarter. Second free throw goes up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Duncan O'Brien from Angoon with the rebound over to Forrest. He's going to push the ball. Gets it across half court, dribbles around, tightly guarded by Dominique. Duncan O'Brien right inside the free throw line, almost batted away by Dominique. Kicks it back out to Forrest. He's going to dribble around. He's tightly guarded by Trevor. Duncan's pretty wide open just inside the three-point line. He puts one up. It's no good. Skagway with the rebound. Trevor Cox is going to bring the ball up. Over to Dominique. Gets it up to Zach. Out to Trevor in the corner. Back up to Zach. He's open. Oh, he looked like he could have had that shot. Ethan, nice little ball fake. He's going to put one up, and that's good for 2 points for Ethan. 3-0, Skagway with the lead, 5 minutes, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Forrest over to Duncan, a little bit of pressure by Skagway. They get it across half court. Duncan with the ball. He's going to take a deep three-point attempt. It's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off Angoon. Donovan Henson is going to inbound. Angoon's going to put on a full-court press. Gets the ball to Dominique. Gets past the defender, past the half-court line, over to Ethan. Kicks it back out to Donovan, who's going to make a three-point attempt of his own, and nothing but net for Donovan. 6-0, Skagway with an early lead, 5 minutes, 25 seconds left, and Angoon needs a timeout. Good start for the Skagway Panthers. full timeout here called by Angoon. So both teams in the huddle. We've got a really good start going for the Panthers. They're being very patient with the offense, passing around a lot, looking for the open person. A 6-0 Skagway with the early lead. Both teams take the floor. It's going to be Angoon ball under the Skagway basket. Skagway's going to run their press. Looks like they might be running man-to-man there. Duncan O'Brien with the ball. He gets it across half court to Forrest. Guarded by Dominique. Going to kick the ball up. It looks like he's looking for some room in the key there. He's not finding it. He gets Duncan down low on the block. Some nice defense there by Donovan. Duncan puts one up for a layup. It's no good. And Trevor gets the rebound and pushes the ball all the way up the floor. He goes up for a layup and he's fouled. Lots of Angoon players down there, so I'm not sure who they're going to give that one to. That's another foul on Forrest Braley. Trevor's going to go to the line for two shots. Forrest doesn't like that call. I haven't seen many calls he does like. Trevor's first free throw attempt is no good. It's hard to tell, though, if he's mad at himself or he doesn't like the call.
But he is substituted for Nathan Hunter-Speak came in for Forrest.
Trevor's second attempt, no good. Looked like it might bounce in, but it was off the back of the rim. Angoon with the rebound. Number 10.
Jerry Shipley.
Thank you. With the ball.
Sorry.
Over to 22. I should know these names. Number 44 with the ball. He travels. Picked up the ball just a little too soon. That was Nathaniel Hunter-Skeek. Donovan inbounds to Zach. He's in the backcourt. No pressure by Angoon. Over to Donovan. Finds Dominique. He's going to put one up for three. No good off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Duncan, but it's stolen by Dominique.
Who just can't control it.
Yeah, he gets out of bounds with it. That was a good hustle by Dominique. Almost had the ball back. Skagway's going to put on their three-quarter court press. They pass the ball around in the backcourt. Duncan O'Brien with the ball. And they get it across half court. Find number 44. He can't quite get the handle on it. It goes out of bounds. Goes right through his fingertips. And they're going to put Forrest back in the game.
Clinton Howard's going to sit down.
So Zach Wassman with the ball. He gets across half court. Over to Trevor. Back to Zach. Over to Trevor. He finds Zach over by the sideline. Dominique at the top of the key. I'm not sure that offense is running like it should be.
Yeah, it looks like they don't.
They try to get it to Donovan, and it goes through his hands. But Trevor's there to recover, and it gets knocked away by number 10 from Angoon. It goes all the way down the backcourt, and number 10 from Angoon almost gets it, but it just goes out of bounds off Angoon. So Donovan inbounds in the backcourt to Zach. Zach gets it across half court. Over to Dominique. He gets Zach back at the top of the key. To Dominique in the corner. He finds Ethan down low on that low block. He puts one up. It's air ball rebounded by Angoon. He's going to push the ball all the way up. He's pretty fast. He's a good ball handler. Gets it to Forrest at the top of the key. He's going to drive. Looks like he was going for a little alley-oop there to Duncan, but didn't quite make it. Duncan did end up with the ball, and he gets it up and in. So it's 2 points for Angoon. 6-2, 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Skagway with a four-point lead to Trevor in the corner. Back up to Donovan. Over to Trevor. He puts one up for three, and that's good. 3 seconds left in the first quarter. 9-2, Skagway with the lead. They try to find Angoon tries to find number 22 under the basket, but Ethan is there to intercept that pass. He gets it to Donovan, finds Trevor in the corner. The pass wasn't quite on, so Trevor took a second to get the handle. He puts one up, doesn't go. He gets his own rebound, and they kick it back out to reset that offense. Donovan with the ball. Over to Dominique. He's going to put one up for three. That's nothing but net. 12-2. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Duncan O'Brien with the ball. Nice defense by Skagway. That's almost stolen away. He tried to pass to Forrest. It's almost stolen away by Dominique. Goes out of bounds. Duncan O'Brien is going to inbound on the sideline. Gets the ball to Forrest. Over to number 10. I should figure out who that is. Jerry Sibley. You get it over to number 22, who can't quite get the handle. Oh, it looked to me like it was out on number 22 from Andrew, but
I think Donovan swatted at it. And
the official certainly has a better view than me. Angoon gets the ball into Forrest Braley. He's near half court. He's going to drive through the key, finds Duncan O'Brien right on that low block, and he lays it up and in. Donovan Henson gets the ball across half court, finds Zach. He looked at a three, but he passed it over to Dominique, who puts it up for three. No good. Trevor with a nice rebound. He tries to get the putback, and he's fouled by number 22, Jared Jack. They say that foul is on the ground, so it's no shots. Donovan's going to inbound at the baseline, looking for somebody to pass it to. He finds Ethan at the top of the key. He gets it over to Trevor. Trevor drives to the basket, stripped away by Forrest Braley. He's going to go all the way down. Zach is the only one down there with three Angoon players, so they pass around a little bit and lay the ball up and in. 12-6, Skagway with a six-point lead, 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Zach with the ball at the top of the key. He's going to drive into the key. He gets it stripped away by Angoon. Number 10 has the ball. He's double-teamed by Zach and Trevor. He had nowhere to go, so Angoon calls a quick timeout. Jared Sibley. Okay. 1 minute, 18.
Jerry.
Jeez.
Jerry. There is a Jared, but it's Jack. Jared Jack.
Okay.
Jerry Sibley.
So many J's. 12-6, Skagway with a six-point lead. There's about a minute left in the first quarter. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. No fouls so far for Skagway. And Goon with three. Two of those on Forrest Braley.
One on Jared Jack.
Okay.
You call him JJ.
I wonder if people do.
Maybe. Never know.
Okay. So Ann Goon's going to inbound. They're in the backcourt on the sideline, right in front of their bench. Forrest into O'Brien, tightly guarded by Zach. They get it to Sibley. Over to O'Brien, who finds number 5 under the hoop. He's just a little guy. He decides to kick it back out. Oh, Sibley and Forrest were right next to each other. They weren't sure who that pass was supposed to go to, and so nobody goes for it. It goes out of bounds.
Coach was not happy on that one.
No. He's very vocal.
Very.
Trevor passes over to Dominique. He's going to find Zach at the top of the key. Over to Ethan. Up to Zach. Oh,
he wanted that.
He did. He wanted to shoot that one. I think it was a good decision. He just passed it off to Donovan. Now we've got Trevor at the top of the key. He's going to reset the offense. They find Zach over by the sideline. Nice little ball fake. They find Trevor, and he drives into the basket. And there's that little layup we love so much. Didn't go. Forrest Braley with the rebound. He passes back to Duncan O'Brien. Tries to put it up and in. It's no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by Angoon.
And there's 25.1 seconds left on the clock in this first quarter.
Zach Bossman with the ball, guarded by number 5 in the backcourt. Gets it across half court. They find Ethan in the corner. Zach's going to put one up from behind the arc. Hits the back of the rim and out. Nice rebound by Ethan. They kick it back out to Donovan, over to Zach, to Dominique. He's going to put one up for three. Oh, it bounces in and out. No good. Angoon with the rebound. Zach almost intercepts that pass. And Zach was a little bit too aggressive on that defense, and he fouls number 5.
First team foul with 1.1 seconds left on the clock.
Duncan O'Brien puts one up for three, and it doesn't even hit the backboard or the rim or anything. So that's the end of the first quarter. Skagway with a six-point lead, 12-6. Only one team foul for Skagway so far, 3 for Angoon. Not that I want to see our team commit some silly fouls, but I would rather see them commit fouls like that with a little bit of aggressiveness than be stagnant. and be stagnant. Yes, they are definitely not stagnant. They need to play the rest of the three quarters like they did the first quarter. Playing very well team ball, passing it around, making good shots. Good decisions. That's what we like to see. Skagway takes the floor. It's going to be Angoon ball at half court. Forrest Braley to inbound. He finds Sibley back to Forrest. He makes a move into the key right at the free throw line. I'm not sure if that was a shot or a pass that was intended for Duncan O'Brien. Either way, it gets batted out of bounds by Skagway. So Duncan to inbound at the sideline. Gets it to Braley. Over to 22. Looks like he wanted to put one up for three, but Trevor got there to play defense. Forrest gets a pass into Duncan O'Brien down by the low block there. He tries to put one up. The shot's no good, but he's fouled, and that foul is on Zach. His second. So Duncan O'Brien to go to the line for two. First one is up and bounces in and out. Free throw number two coming up, and that one's good. So we have 12-7, Skagway with a 5-point lead, 7 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Zach Wassman with the ball at the top of the key, over to Trevor. He's going to call the play. Gets it over to Zach. Back up top to Trevor, over to Dominique. Back up to Trevor, over to Dominique. Donovan gets it, puts it up for three. Off the back of the rim and out. Duncan O'Brien with the rebound. Finds number five all the way down at the other end of the court, and he puts it up and in. Skagway just didn't get back quite fast enough. I don't think they knew he was down there. Donovan pushes the ball up the floor, gets it over to Trevor. He puts it up for two, and that goes in. 7 minutes left in the half. 14-9, Skagway with a 5-point lead. Angoon gets the ball across half court. They try to pass to Duncan O'Brien. It's tipped away by Dominique and goes all the way through the backcourt. Nobody really tries to recover the ball.
They don't. I just love that ref.
He's very animated. Yes, he's doing a great job. So Forrest Braley with the ball at the top of the key. Over to number 22. Back to five down on the corner. Over to Duncan O'Brien at the top of the key. Looks like they want to reset. Forrest cuts through the key, tries to find Forrest, but Dominique's there with the steal. Tries to get it over to Zach, but Duncan O'Brien gets it away. He gets the steal, goes up, and puts one in. 14-11, 6 minutes, 17 seconds left in the half. Zach pushing the ball at the floor. He's going to drive all the way to the basket, and it's a blocking foul on Duncan. I knew he wasn't going to like that call, but he was moving his feet. So that's a foul on Duncan O'Brien. Zach was in the act of shooting, so he's going to get two free throws out of it. Zach with the ball for attempt number one. Oh, that one didn't quite make it. Bounced around the rim a little bit and out. 6 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half. 3-point lead for Skagway, 14-11. Shot is up, and that one rolls in. So 15-11, 6 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half. Forrest Braley is going to push the ball at the floor, tries to drive through the key. He puts one up. It's no good. Dominique with the rebound. He's going to push the ball up. He's trailed by three Angoon players, and Dominique passes to Zach. Over to Ethan. Back to Zach. He's going to put one up for three. That one bounces around. There's a foul called. I think that Duncan O'Brien is going to be called for pushing underneath the basket there. Let's see.
Yes, he is.
I got that one right.
You are correct.
I'm learning. I'm getting better. Very coachable. Donovan inbound to inbound. He finds Dominique up at the top of the key. Gets it over to Trevor in the corner. Trevor puts one up for three off the front of the rim. Dominique with a nice rebound there. He gets it out to Ethan. Takes a couple dribbles in. Kicks it back out to Zach. Zach dribbles around. Gets it back up to Trevor. They're going to set up the offense. They're making great decisions today. Passing the ball around. Not forcing shots. Up to Zach at the top. Over to Ethan. Back up to Zach. Over to Ethan. They find Donovan in the key. Nice move by Donovan. And they call him for a travel. He was moving his feet a bit down there. Skagway's going to start putting the pressure back on. Sibley with the ball. Gets it across half court.
Oh, and he loses it.
Oh. Yeah, he loses control, but then regains the ball, and he gets it over to Forrest. Back to 22. JJ, right. Forrest over to JJ. He puts one up for three. That's in. So 15-14, 5 minutes left in the half. Skagway with a one-point lead. Zach Wassman with the ball. Over to Dominique. Up to Trevor. Over to Zach. They find Dominique at the top of the key. Finds Ethan in the corner. Dominique's going to put one up for three. No good off the back of the rim. Let's see who gets the rebound. Trevor with the rebound. He gets it to Donovan underneath the basket, and he's fouled. Oh, he travels first.
He did shuffle his feet. He needs to just shake those off and continue to play.
Sibley with the ball across half court. They find number five, who's down low. He passes over to 22 across the key. Tries to pass over Donovan, and Donovan gets a hand on the ball. Angoon tries to recover, but they send the ball out of bounds. So Donovan is going to inbound at the baseline. Angoon's going to put on some full court pressure. Find Dominique. He's going to get it across half court. Angoon picks him up. Over to Zach. Over to Dominique. Back to Zach. I don't know if they know what they're running. Donovan gets the ball. They kick it back out to Zach. He's open for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. Finds Donovan underneath the basket, who tries to get the putback. No good. It bounces out. Forrest Braley with the rebound. He's going to push the ball all the way up. Stripped by Zach, but then Duncan O'Brien gets the ball. Finds number five wide open. Nobody there but that little number five, and he puts one up and in. So now Angoon with a one-point lead. And Sibley, applying some pressure down in the backcourt, ends up stealing the ball, tries to put it up. It's no good, but he's fouled. I think that foul is on Zach. That's his third. So I'm going to take back that silly foul comment.
Yeah, that was not a good one.
So he's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. First one goes up, bounces around the rim and out. So Colton Belisle is going to be subbing in for Zach. Angoon with a one-point lead, 3 minutes 49 seconds left in the half. Free throw number two goes up, and that one's good. So Angoon now with a two-point lead, a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Trevor gets the ball. He's going to get it across half court. He's going to set the offense up. Calling the play. Gets it to Ethan in the corner. Over to Colton. Over to Dominique. Back to Colton. Up to Dominique. Ethan likes that corner shot, and he's getting open there, just not getting them the ball quick enough, I think. Trevor's going to drive up to the basket. He puts one up, and it's no good. Donovan Henson comes up with the rebound.
He was right under there. That's strong.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to set it back up, though.
Donovan up top, just dribbling the ball, waiting for Trevor to get back up. Okay, they're going to set the offense back up, call on a play. Gets it over to Dominique. Back to Colton at the top of the key. Back to Dominique. There's Ethan. He's open. That's his shot right there, but that's short. No good. And Trevor and
Jared
Jack, thank you.
JJ.
Tie the ball up underneath the basket at the jump ball. Possession error goes to Skagway. 2 minutes, 54 seconds left in the half. Skagway trails by two. Donovan gets the ball out to Dominique. Trevor's going to shoot a three-pointer. No good. Ethan with the rebound, but Duncan O'Brien strips it away. Number five hustling his way back down there. He lays one up and in. They got to get back on that guy. He is a little guy, but he's quick. Dominique inbounds to Donovan. He gets it across half court. Here comes Trevor to call the play. Over to Dominique. Colton gets the ball. Back to Dominique. Dominique trying to make something work. He finds Ethan in the corner. Little ball fake by Ethan. He puts one up, and that's good. Just a two-pointer just inside the three-point line. 17-19. Angoon with a 2-point lead, 2 minutes left in the half. Forrest Braley with the ball gets it over to Sibley, who's fouled by Trevor.
Didn't mean to.
Oh, that foul was on the ground. They're not going to call that on the shot. So Duncan O'Brien to inbound under their basket. Forrest to Duncan. Little move. Nice defense by Skagway. They were straight up. Dominic saves the ball from going out of bounds, but he gets it right to Duncan under his own basket. He puts it up. It's fortunately no good. Forrest shoots one from the three-point line. No good. Number five. I got to see
Isaac
that.
Isaac Paul.
Isaac Paul. There you go. He puts one up for two. So Angoon with a 4-point lead. 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the half. Dominique with the ball at the top of the key. Kicks it out to Trevor, who's open for three. He puts it up, and it's good. So 20-21, Angoon with a 1-point lead. Forrest Braley pressured by Dominique in the backcourt. Over to O'Brien. Over to Isaac. Puts one up for three, and that's good. I'm not sure whose man that's supposed to be, but somebody should guard him. Donovan with the ball across half court. Trevor. 56 seconds left in the half. Over to Colton. He takes a nice little move to the basket. A little too high. Goes up on top. Dominic tries to save the ball, but passes it right to an Angoon player. 45 seconds left. Trevor with the ball. He's going to drive. Kicks it back out to Dominic. Little ball fake. Gets it out to Ethan. Over to Trevor. He wants to drive, but there's too many defenders there. He ends up getting the foul call. Looks like this is going to be on Forrest Braley again, shaking his head. Oh, no, that one was on Duncan O'Brien. It could have been either one. They were both there.
And that's his third. So Nathaniel Hunter-Skeek is going to come in the game.
Donovan inbounds to Dominique. He's open. He puts one up for three. Oh, bounces around the rim and out. Forrest Braley with the rebound.
There's
number five there. He passes back into Sibley. Nice rebound by Colton. Colton with a good box out, but it's stripped away by Sibley. They're going to kick it back out and run some offense. 18 seconds left. Number 10, Sibley tries to drive, tries to do a little fake, and it's swatted away by Donovan. Scrambling for the ball. Sibley throws it at Ethan, and it goes out of bounds on Ethan. So Angoon to inbound on the sideline, gets it into Forrest Braley. 10 seconds left. He's going to drive, and he banks one up and in. Donovan looking for the charge there, but the referee is just going to go with a no call. Dominique tries to get the ball up, but he's pressured by Angoon, so nothing there for Skagway. That's the end of the half. Angoon leads by 6, 20-26. Skagway had a great start. And I think they just had a couple little lapses on defense there. They're letting number 5, Isaac Paul, get away from them somehow. And he's pretty quick. He's finding himself open under the basket on a fast break. And then a couple more outside shots for him, and I think that's what made the difference. So we've got a 10-minute halftime. Let's get some details, Becky.
So for the Panthers, we've got Donovan Henson with 3 points and Zach Wassman with 3 personal fouls and 2 points, and Ethan Goble with 4 points. Dominique has 3 points. Trevor Cox has 1 personal foul and 8 points. And, Zach's the only one that's kind of in foul trouble. We've only committed 4 fouls. On the Angoon side, they've got Duncan O'Brien, who has 3, and Forrest Braley with 2, and Jared Jack with 1. They do need to shut down Isaac Paul if he's going to stay in the game. He scored 11 points in the second quarter. They've got to shut him down.
And he comes in off the bench. He's had the hot hand for him today.
Yes, he has.
So we've got 8 minutes and 30 seconds left in the half. We're going to send it back to KHNS for those 8 minutes and 30 seconds, and we'll be back for the second half.
Thanks, Cindy and Becky, calling the game from Ketchikan. The score there at the end of the first half is Skagway 20, Angoon 26. This is a neck-and-neck game. Stay tuned for second half action here. In about 9 minutes, we'll get back to the boys' game. If you're tuning in for Alaska News Nightly or local news, we are pushing back the news hour to 6 o'clock, so stay tuned at 6 p.m. for Alaska News and local news. Skagway Panther basketball is brought to you in part by Jared L. Erickson, DMD General and Family Dentistry, supporting Upper Lynn Canal Sports. The Red Onion Saloon opening in March, but supporting the Panthers and the Skagway community year-round. And the municipality of Skagway, a strong supporter of broadcasting Panther basketball here on KHNS. Thanks so much for tuning in to KHNS, proudly serving Haines, Skagway, and Kluckwan. We'll give you a weather update, some music, and then we'll get back to the Skagway Panther and Angoon Eagles boys game. For the Tai Inlet and Klondike Highway, there is a winter weather advisory in effect now until midnight. And tonight, snow developing with accumulation 2 to 4 inches in Skagway, lows around 22. Tomorrow in Skagway, snow with accumulation 2 to 4 inches, storm total of about 4 to 8 inches, highs around 31, ranging to around 24 near White Pass in Skagway. On Sunday in Skagway, snow mixing with rain, highs around 39, lows 28 to 34. For the Haynesboro and Lynn Canal, winter storm warning remains in effect from 9 p.m. this evening until 4 p.m. Saturday. Tonight in Haines, snow developing with accumulation 4 to 6 inches, lows 17 to 27. Tomorrow in Haines, snow with accumulation 4 to 7 inches, storm total 8 to 13 inches with highs around 31. On Sunday in Haines, snow mixing with rains at time, highs up to 42 and lows 24 to 34. In the marine forecast, a gale force low will move into the northern Gulf through tomorrow. The first associated weather front will move into the Panhandle this evening. A second front will reach the Panhandle coast Saturday morning, bringing us all that snow. In local waters, there is a gale warning through this evening. North wind tonight at 35 knots, diminishing to 25 late, seas at 7 feet. Tomorrow, north wind 20 knots, diminishing in the afternoon, seas at 4 feet. And Sunday, we've got a southeast wind at 20 knots and seas at 4 feet. We've got about 5 minutes here in the halftime, and then we'll resume Skagway Panther basketball action, bringing you the second half from Ketchikan. This is regional coverage. It's Region 5 basketball going on right now. And this boys game for Skagway Panthers will determine whether or not they move on in the tournament or go home. So this is an important game. Let's finish up this tune here. We started from Arcade Fire off their new album, Reflector. We'll be right back. All right, that's Arcade Fire here on KTNS. We're going to hand it back to Cindy O'Daniel and Becky Jensen calling the game in Ketchikan.
Okay, so halftime is coming to an end. Angoon's already on the floor. Skagway's just getting a few more words of wisdom from Coach Fielding. They also have assistant coach Darren Belisle on the